Hello. I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey. How are you today?
Okay.
I'm happy to hear that. I'm just calling to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Am I speaking to Joanna Rocha?
Yes.
Thank you. Your name was chosen at random, and you may stop participation at any time. All of your answers are completely confidential. So to start with the survey, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for President, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably not vote?
I would probably vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I'm not so sure who this someone else is, but I will have to say Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Asian, Native American?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is your age?
56.
You said 5'6"?
Yes.
Thank you. You sound pretty young.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, and thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Would that be very or somewhat?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I wish you could do better, but right now I'm satisfied.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them to focus on. Use a 10 if it is most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. So, excuse me, how important it is to you making housing more affordable?
Very important.
Okay, that would be a 10. Okay. Thank you. Okay, how about fighting inflation and improving the economy?
I think it could sound better.
Okay. So what number would you give using numbers between 0 and 10?
10.
Thank you. How about protecting Social Security and Medicare?
A 10.
Okay. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
10.
Okay. How about reducing crime and gun violence?
Right now, 5.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Moving on. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I approve.
Okay. Would you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of this person or organization, please say so. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
I think he's doing a good job.
Okay. What number would you give to him from 0 to 100?
80.
Thank you. How about Democrats in Congress?
Also 80.
All right. And how about the Food and Drug Administration, also known as the FDA?
Probably like 15. I think they could do better.
Okay, 50. Thank you so much for that. Now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. Starting with the first one, authorizing prescription medication. How important? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Sorry, 50?
On this one, you can rate from 0 to 10. 0 means that it's not at all important. 5, somewhat important. Okay, thank you. What about restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages?
I guess it should control a little bit more, so I'm going to say a 5.
Okay, thank you. How about authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes?
A 5.
All right. And what about educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition?
I think they could do better. A 5.
5 as well. I appreciate it. All right. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay, would that be strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
I appreciate it. And do you approve or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I agree.
All right. Would that be a strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I guess benefit.
Okay, would you say much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Somewhat more benefit.
I appreciate it. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
I think there's other issues important right now.
Okay, I appreciate it. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? So I would read to you two options, and then you tell me which one of this you agree the most. First one, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Or the second option, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibited.
Okay,
thank you. Now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could be more to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. So how concerned are you about the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales? Are you very concerned? Somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
All right. What about an immediate loss of over $45 billion in taxes revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control? How concerned are you regarding that?
I'm very concerned.
Thank you. More dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing on it of any kind.
I'm very concerned.
Thank you. Before we continue, I'd like to thank you so much for helping me out. I appreciate the time that you're investing with me. We're almost there. Right now, I will read to you some statements. On these statements, we will need to rate them from 0 to 10. Again, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. First statement says, prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on smuggling operations by cartels and organized crime. These type of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. Do not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with that statement?
Strongly agree with the statement.
Thank you. Second statement. Today's auto smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the danger of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How much do you agree to this statement?
I guess a strong agree.
I strongly agree. That will be a 10, okay? And the last statement I got on this part is, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers or legal officials use travel laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. Do not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
I appreciate it. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose,
somewhat support.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products from adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Yes, it will bring more harm, yes.
Okay, so what, more harm or much more harm?
Much more harm.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
I don't think it will have any impact on who to vote for.
Thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Wine?
Yes.
Thank you. How about cigars?
No, I don't smoke.
Okay. No cigarettes at all?
No.
Okay. And I'm sorry, there may be some questions regarding cigarettes. I still need to ask them just to make sure that we keep everything clear on the survey. How about soda or pop?
Lately, no, I haven't been drinking any soda.
Oh, okay. What about coffee?
Yes, I drink coffee.
Okay. Pipe tobacco?
No.
Beer?
No.
Eat cigarette or eat vapor products?
No.
Liquor or spirit?
Spirit.
Thank you. Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Okay. Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Thank you. Alrighty. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have made I 2 years of college.
Okay, we got some college?
Some college, yeah.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Separated.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, everybody's out of my house.
Okay. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economy situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Working class.
Thank you. Are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
All right. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
All right. These were all the questions that I had for you today. I thank you so much for helping me out, and I hope you have a good night.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.